Welcome along to this week's Sunday Mail podcast, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts. Yes, indeed, strolling along the road, and there she is, the lovely Dynamite Di, talking about some, well, catering stories.
Everywhere, if you want the truth about what we did there, then
yes,
it's probably best not to.
Well, come on.
So, what was your job there then at the Cork and Bottle?
We were all staying in the same house at the same time. And
I ate the food.
I ate the food. Who ate the pies? Me.
Because the duty was you had to make the famous cheese and ham pies.
That's right. Well,
in the Cork and Bottle. And it was just getting the pastry and then shoving all the cheese. And it was full of W's and an S in that plate establishment, little W-N's city.
W's and an S?
Yes.
Bankers, yeah.
That's the ones. Well, they were actually, because it was a time of that showing how old we were, but it was when the city was really rife with all these ones, Champagne men that. And I remember I always had to. Well, the ones that used to come in and drink.
Yes, I know what you mean. They were all.
Tossers.
Yeah.
And I can't say it. Can I say it? So there was almost Beaujolais Day, I remember that.
Oh, yes.
They would all get overexcited, you know, that the red wine would come over. Uh-huh. And it used to be about 10 o'clock to start drinking, and I always had to sort of serve them, and they'd always, you know, tap you on the bum and stuff like that, but you know, gave good tips. But I remember just my way back was good tips, I said. But my way of getting them back was I just used to stamp on the cheese.
What, before
because
you put it in the
cheese
pie?
Before I put it in the pie, yes. So that's how, you know, they got their comeuppance.
Well, thank you.
You couldn't say anything because you wanted to get the big tip at the end of it.
But well,
see,
yes, well, their big tip would
but
be doing the back.
The sad story about the cheese and ham, the ever famous cheese and ham pie, was that we used to have. Two kittens actually called Ken and Deirdre.
Uh-huh.
And we were all a bit lazy in
not,
that flat.
Not at the restaurant.
No, in the flat.
Oh, yes.
And so I used to phone and they say, could you bring back some with no cat food? They're all too lazy. Maybe it was at times there was no late night shopping type thing.
Uh-huh.
So I used to give them cheese and ham pie, and sadly, they didn't last very long.
The cats?
No, they never grew to cats. And I'm convinced I killed them with cheese and ham pie.
No.
And the cholesterol I just got. And they sort of self-combusted.
Oh, the wee sausages. Well, that's what they were, essentially, with all that cheese and ham pie.
So don't feed your cats.
But you eventually did get empty, didn't you, from that wine bar?
There was two. I got sacked twice, actually.
Uh-huh.
One, they just said, come here, Jesus. And I said, my name's not Jesus. And said, yes, it is, because you feed the masses and you're sacked. Because I used to have friends that come in.
Like me.
And give the most ginormous family portions, you know. So that was one time. And there was another time that it was a Monday, and I was always in a bad mood on a Monday, but most people are.
Uh-huh.
And this woman came in and said, I'll have that cheese and that cheese. And I was cutting it. And she went, oh, I don't think you cut it like that. And I went, oh, you know, serve yourself then.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out it was the woman from the Good Food Guide.
Oh!
And that is true. Yes. So sadly,
catering
yes.
And dining.
But I was reinstated.
Ah, yeah.
That was fun.
So if you run your own restaurant, you know who never to call under any circumstances. The lovely Dynamite there talking about some of her catering joys. This is the end of the podcast for this week. I do hope you'll join me again next week. Same place, same time. www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts.